You're listening to RioWar Radio, a web radio from Friends of the Earth International. We are talking today with Ali Kaba. He is part of Sustainable Development Institute, which is Friends of the Earth Liberia. Ali finished to he traveled to some countries in Europe to denounce the concession of 2,600 square kilometers for the company Golden Beryllium for a palm oil plantation. This company has already a bad record on their impact on communities. Ali, good evening. I'm really glad to talk to you. Could you please start telling us about this company and how this new project is a threat for communities and biodiversity?
Golden Beryllium came to Liberia in 2010, and they were given about 260,000 hectares of land, plus an additional 60,000 for agro scheme. So in all, they were given a little over 300,000 hectares of land. And the premise on which the land was given to Golden Beryllium was that land was not occupied. It was unclean. However, in Liberia, being an agricultural country, where 70% of the people are dependent on agriculture, it was no brainer that they were going to encroach on people's land. But Golden Beryllium insisted and got the contract, and after they got the contract, they started operation. And the operation has led to displacement of communities. Because of the displacement, we've seen increase in cases of poverty, lack of access to food, lack of access to farmland, leading to food insecurity. We've also seen communities fragmented in that a woman who used to spend 30 minutes a day trying to find water for her family is now forced to spend 2 hours or more trying to get the same amount of water. So that affects the home because she cannot do her home chores. And it creates conflict between the husband and the wife, leading to families being disintegrated. It's pushing a lot of young people off rural places into urban center where the services are not sufficient or available. Available or sufficient. So these are some of the problems that have been caused by the expansion of GBL into Liberia and other companies, I may add. So, yeah, so we are seeing a lot of damages in respect to human rights abuses and also forest deforestation because these are forest communities. So either directly cutting trees or pushing communities at the fringes of forest and leading them to cut into forest areas. So either way, it is both affecting the rights of communities and also affecting the biodiversity of the rainforest in Liberia.
Ali, as you said, this is not the only company that is acting and have plantations of palm oil in Liberia. And I think 2 years ago, we covered case of Jagbang clan, right? It's a community that win the right to their land. So this project of Golden Beryllium, it's a part of a greater plan of take land to palm oil plantations, right?
Yeah, it is definitely part of a larger trend that we are seeing. If you imagine, Liberia has 10 million hectares of land, and the government has given 10% of that land to plantation alone. And again, I repeat, this is in a country where 70% of the people are dependent on the land. But we are seeing some positive movement on the ground in Liberia in respect to our land rights policy that was passed by the government, which gives community direct ownership of the land. But the problem with the law is it's not retroactive. So all the contracts the government has given out, they can go back on it. So that is a challenge. But it is a good gesture moving forward in Liberia.
Ali, you stay some weeks in Europe and you're finished today your travel. I want to ask you about the purpose of this travel. We know, because we read in the press release that you sent to us, that the company that is founding Golden Beryllium has a lot of financial from European banks, right? So I suppose that it has to do with that, your travel.
Right. So we are in Europe because the trigger for palm oil extension is within Europe. I mean, other parts of the world is happening. But for example, in Europe, they have a policy for renewable energy, which is now being defined as palm oil, so biofuel, for example. We also have a lot of products that are produced here, and the base of those products is palm oil. And some of the finances that go into this company are from Europe here. So the trigger of these problems are actually in Europe. So we came to present our case to European decision makers, to European policy makers, to let them know that policy around biofuels is leading to expansion in palm production, which is also leading to human rights abuses and environmental damage. We are also here to explain to EU that the financial flow from Europe is going into this company, and that is also leading to human rights abuses and environmental challenges. So we are here to present these cases in Europe, to ask the European decision makers to develop policies that would regulate finance flow so that people can be accountable for where the money goes, but also that policy can be enacted with values of human rights at the front of it. So that's the reason we've been in Europe. We met with the European Parliament in Belgium, in Brussels. We met with lawmakers in Amsterdam, and we also met with policymakers in England, London. So that's the crux of our visit.
Mm-hmm. So to finish, how do you consider positive these meetings? There's some perspective to the future to have some good results?
Well, we are hopeful. We got some good promises from some people. But in other areas, were a little disappointing because there were no strong commitments. But we remain hopeful. We do know that this is a universal challenge. And we know that we have good people in Europe that sooner or later will see this challenge as a universal challenge and take the call to change policies and regulate financial flows. We think this is very important. And recent cases about tax evasion is some good example today. So we are hopeful, and we have some good promising leads. But again, in some cases, we did not get strong commitment. For the most part, we did not get strong commitment.
Okay, Ali Kaba from Sustainable Development Institute, Friends of the Earth, Liberia. Thank you very much for your time, and I wish you a good travel back to Liberia.
Thank you very much, sir. It was a pleasure speaking with you.